begin the current daf mesech the Sanhedrin daf ein zayin. Begin the al. Begin tazmat. Begin the gemara ben zaken lechavlam and samsam. So, although from oibe eiv we learn out that a ritzich yorachayv, but ritzich who is a mia to say, but that does not apply by the laws of damages. Says to some mashmas sounds like the mechayv betrei ritzich ben zaken that we hold you more responsible by murder than it is by damages in regards to like we find by ben samsam. If that's the case, from the veterin the lekaman, from the fact that the gemara later on Amud Beis exempts Britzeach Tris in regards to this type of category by murder when you shoot an arrow and you remove the shield, Koshkim and the Zakin for sure by damages, then one would be exempt in that type of a case when they cause damage. Chemash Mishlo Kitzur Regel. This is something from the gemara, but becoming the Chavam Beis. But Trinan, we exempt Zor Kli Marish Agag. If someone throws off a vessel from the top of the roof, or you tach them karmic sauces, and beneath were pillows and blankets, a little kod masulkin. Even if he goes quickly and removes it first, he's going to be exempt from the damages. Then it says, "We're going to say we have the following question: How min Marish Akodin? The gemara says over there on Daf Nun Hey Beis, a person gets before Nevem's Chaver. Someone breaks the wall that was in front of protecting his animal's friend. Pata Bedini Od the Mechab Bedini Shemayim. So he's exempt from the court punishment, but he's liable from the hands of heaven. Parach the Gemara asks, "Hey, Chedami, what's the case talking about? Ibakasel Bari, if it was a strong will, but then not nam lechayv, then even by in courts he should be liable." Says Taisis, "My kusha, wait a second, what's the question? Adam letris the potter, isn't this similar to the case of a shield that it's indirect? You're just removing the barrier, and we say you're exempt. So the same thing should be over here when you're removing the wall." So it says, when they would seem, that actually the liability we're discussing is not on the animal, because you're right, that's like just removing the wall, which is removing the tris, the shield, rather it's going on the wall itself. And ulahachi parach, that's what the Gemara is asking, but that in court one should also be liable, a koisel, which is for the wall itself, because you damaged the wall. Actually, there are certain texts that actually say explicitly that the Gemara's question was on the wall. And Batei, you should know this, because the Mishnah teaches that it's your listim. If bandits took out the animals, halistim chayav, the bandits are liable. Makmin the Gemara explains, the kashub b'makel, because they hit it with sticks. Shmamino, the inference is, the balav ha-kasha, that without hitting the animals, they wouldn't be liable, even though the bandits broke over the wall, because that's like removing the tris, which you're exempt for, like our Gemara is saying, which we started off Tais with. Now, miyu yesh litris. Tais says, I would be able to reject this proof. The masnitin, because the Mishnah, l'schay ben nesekeh airi, is actually talking about being liable for the damages that the animal does. That they're not liable unless they hit aval aveid, the behemah m'chayv, but regarding the loss of the animal itself, maybe you would be chayv. Which would not be like the point they were saying over here, that should be like Trist, that you would be putter. So then says, we're going to say, Lamai the Parishas, the Koya Koisel. Okay, this will explain that liability is on the wall, not on the animal. Lashani, the putter within the Adam, Koya Behemoth. So why doesn't the Gemara answer very simply? So it's not a stira. This that we say, you're exempt from the court punishment, is going on the animal. But you're right, the wall, you would be Chai within the Adam. So it says, the Lashach, the Mesne, putter within the Adam. You can't say the words exempt from court punishment. If there would be any liability, and as the Bachat in the words, on either one of them, and since one of them you're saying there would be, you wouldn't be able to say the words Patabdin the Adam, even though you want to say that would be going on Behema. But says Taisa that this is not a question, it's because of the Ua, but when the Gemara answers, say, oh, don't worry, we're talking about that the wall was shaky. Avagav the Indoima. Now, even though I would say, okay, that you're not entertaining to say that we're saying that you're chai b'din shemayim on the shaky that wall that's so shaky that it could fall in the common wind, or in an uncommon wind. So, you can still say, quote unquote, the words, you're liable at the hands of heaven, because since there is something that you are chayv, for example, the animal, so then you could say, even though that you're not chayv, you're not going to be chayv, even such a shaky wall, why would you be chayv in the shemayim? But you can still say chayv in the shemayim, that will go on the other element, for example, on the animal, even though that it's not on both of them, at least one of them. Here, one, but you wouldn't be able to say not that you wouldn't be able to say with potter if it's not on both of them. Now, Bahasas Shapa says now it doesn't make sense the knockout that we said the words there the halach is brought that you broke the wall befnei behemes chaver in front of that friend's animal. Why didn't you just say simply I put it together shchaver? that you breached the wall of your friend, because the mishmeimen akala, because it's because of the animal that you're part of. But you're right, of course, on the wall it you'd be chayv. Now, I mean, b'seva sugya, but at the end of the sugya, the comment that says, "Ma'od the temod yisei kim del mitzvah koi," since it was ready to be the bash my abed, what did he do? Mashmo sounds like the chiv din the shemayim, that the liability at the hands of heaven koi now my kuzla also going on the wall also, not just on the animal. And not like we're saying that you should be chayim in the wall, but you can explain the hachikama. This is what it's saying. Kolem, in other words, lemitzer lemitpul koi, that it was ready to be destroyed, and therefore that's why there's only going to be chibidei shemayim. Or now another part you can say hachikama. What we're saying is kivin lemitzer koi, since it's ready to be destroyed, meaning shabbat mitzumah lasasoi shlo yipol v'nei adam, since the owners are commanded to destroy it, to demolish it, that doesn't fall on people. Sagat, when you would have thought to say the chalakod mitzvah zach, whoever's merits in the midst of destroying it, he has the right to. Vein lelenichem lister, and they shouldn't leave it from demolishing it because of his friend's animal that's being protected by it. That's what saying, maybe even at the hands of Yishna Bichayim. That's what saying that, okay, it'll be Chabad in Yishmaim. Or you know, another part you could say is Chabad in Yishmaim, this liability at the hands of heaven, you're right, Koin Namah Koisla is going also on the wall. Because the owner still has benefit from it, until he has work to fix it. And therefore, that's why you could even be saying this going not only on the animal, but even on the wall itself. So if he tied him and he died in the famine, so then he's going to be pater. And Tosis explains even more. He says, even if he really was hungry, so when he tied him up, well, then it sounds similar to the other cases. No. Since if the famine would not strengthen, he wouldn't have died. I believe this is similar to like the famine's not here, it's going to end up coming. It's not similar to tying in the sun. He already has the sun that could kill. It's just maybe he's not going to overheat. But here, that famine is not here yet, and therefore he's going to be potter. That if someone ties a friend where there's no sun, but you know it's going to come, he's potter. Now, the reason is, the Torah does not include restraining someone. It'll be mokum sheshichu b'hezek kvar, only where the damaging factor is already there. But, says Torah, however, but if you tie him up inside, and he brings him to a place where the sun's going to end up coming and the cold's going to end up coming, near it seemed the chayiv that you're liable to mandam isha mishem chitzam. According to one that holds that the magic of Eish, of fire, is because it's considered your arrows, that also for death, you're also liable that your fire is like your arrows, just like you're liable for killing someone with arrows, you're liable for your fire, however the magic of Eish works, and therefore, there's no difference if you bring the fire near the thing, in this case the person, or bringing the thing near the fire. Well, here you're bringing the person near the fire, where this, where the cold or the hot's going to come. Obviously, from the Gemara there on the Navav Menalf, the part that the Gemara asks, but if it's something that could come with a common wind, but then with the even court, you should be liable. Now, I vahita eshkola bitka demayde besamach. The Gemara says on the base that you took away the barrier and the water comes flooding on the person. I feel a kavta bevirsham. Even if you tied up a guy and you brought him over there, and then you take away the barrier, potter, because the dam lazar chetz v'ches b'yade. That's similar to the case when you shoot an arrow and the shield is in his hand. The fellow who called him a silka potter, that even if he goes and takes it away, he's going to be potter. But that's unlike this case over here, where you're putting him near that element that's similar to the mazik of Eish. So Tzayis of Vitim is going to say, wait, but he the hishuk b'yase nachash. The case regarding when you have the you incite the snake to, you hold the snake in your hand, you bring it, the teeth of the snake to the hand of your friend. The potel that l'man damim atzmei might make, according to the one that holds that, the snake himself injects the venom. So according to that man damim, according to that opinion, you're going to be exempt. I'm my potter. But why are you exempt? If you mash a perish, prepare kids to regal the end of Chav Gimel and Beis and Babakam, b'shmait the pipara and the sugar b'day and the mouth of the couch, some yodel tech pi anochash, v'hishach, that if he puts his hand into the mouth of the snake and he bites, l'chayiv mishum ishay, should be chayiv your fire, devadei nochashak is eres, for sure the snake's going to inject the venom, so therefore it's just like Eish, which you're bringing either the hand to the mouth or the mouth to the hand, and therefore why is that potter? You can say is no, the shani asim there is different, shadayin in eres ba'ilam. No, the venom's not even here in the world yet, it's inside the snake, in his membrane when it injects it, then it's going to be there. So it's not considered like we started with Tosis that the hezek has to really be the variable of the hezek has to be there in the world. However, what's difficult is Tosis he deserves to lamala the basama. The commercial is going to quote a case when you throw a pebble upwards, a rock up. The mashba sounds like tilo as letzdadin. If it doesn't go and fall on the sides, el letachas fall straight down. Part your exempt. Says Tosis amai why lechayb should be chayb mid dehaba amnei masakin masai should be similar to the case of your stone, your knife, or your package, and nichmeresh gaga, which you put on the top of the roof. Enough lo yiburuch matzui in the falls in the common wind. That the Gemara tells the chayb mishum ishay you're liable because it's considered like your mazik of eish, which is goes with the ruch matzui. The fire travels with the wind, and this damaging element also is being damaging by being traveled through carried through the wind. That ibahadi da azik kamaski that if it damages as it's going, kedisa perikam the babakam on the vav medalef. So says Taisis. So the case of the pebble is the same way. It's your damaging element that's being carried through, the forces in of the atmosphere. So says Taisis. Vashem in the matzikan. Maybe it's not common shatibal atachas mamash that it should fall directly straight downwards. But like Taisel kal letzadin and that it shouldn't go to the sides. And therefore, since it's not common, so therefore they did not hold you liable. But Amir is a vada kasha, but says that what's definitely difficult is the mashma, but it sounds like it's not in namel mechayiv. It sounds like that even if it goes to the side, you're not liable. Imshem koichon because it's considered his force. Because the parak the gemara asks, ikoichu if it's his force, tezel el should it continue going onwards? And b'daychik leimer koich kachashu. And then the gemara says forcefully, a forced answer says, okay, it is his koich. It's just a weak koich. But what you have to say is so you have to say it's only because of the one who holds fires is liable because it's your money, not because of like it's your arrows. Because if it was your arrows, then it shouldn't be let's start in chay because koyche. It should be even if it's not koyche because of isha. Now, but I'm perik based the chulin of lamanaf manaf nafla sakin meyaday. Says a guy, if the sheikh the knife falls out of his hand, the shachat and it slaughters the animal right beneath him. The slaughtering is invalid. But daik. Time of the nafla. So the inference is because it fell. Ha'ipilohu, but if he makes it fall, k'sher, it's going to be kosher. Come on, says the Gemara, I'm nothing to let by come on that you don't have to have intent. Now, kosher is difficult because nafla namalahava, ki hipilo, but even if it falls on its own, it should be like when you make it fall, amandam esha mishamachitza, according to one who holds that your fire is because of like your arrows. So says, I'm loin the chalak b'shchita, unless you're going to differentiate and say slaughtering is different. But says, I'm loin mistab l'chalak, it's not logical to differentiate. Because even death, we learn out from the monetary law, so why should shchita be any different? El nera, the statistic appears to us, he sogi, right, that sogi is commandam esha mishamachitza. But according to commandam esha mishamachitza, you're right, maybe it would be a valid slaughtering. What is difficult is the idol tachas lav koichu. If you're saying for it to fall straight down is not his power, not his force. So mashnah mahot not meila and nagon. What's different than the gemara makas of zayin medav? Meishach ben magila. Someone's pulling this roller on the roof. Benafal love and the falls in vargasa and it kills him. Pati's pati. Why? Mishum dashleiket echi dasihu. Because it's not the way of coming down. Gullus is only when it's on the way down, not on the way up. So it says mashnah typically lav koichu. Very simply, it's simply because not koichu. When it goes up and comes right down, Yeshem says, "He says no. The Shana Hashem there is different. The Metechshem Meishuk Lamalo. Actually, since he's pulling it upwards, Noifel Yisrael Merachi actually causes it to fall further down, and therefore actually that's where I have to say Shleik Derechir does it because actually it would be Kaich. Oydish Lefarish. You could also explain the Bchal Hani. All these cases, the Seif Chama Betzina Vari Lavai of the sun's going to come, and the cold's going to come, and the lion's going to come." And Bazarik Tra Lamala and throwing the rock upwards, Benavala Tachas and fall straight down, Nafala Kafta Bivyasham, that actually even if you tie him and you bring him over there, actually Pater, you actually would be exempt. Not like we said before, like Ishim Shemchitzav. Because it's Dhamma Kaya, because it's similar to actually Kayach Kaya, the force of his force. Veishnami and by fire also, Shlei Misa, El Baruch Mitsuya Pater, Shlei Misa, also by fire, that check to the gear, so seems to be Shein Mitsuya. That Shalem Yisrael Baruch Shein Mitsuya, if you only kill with uncommon wind, Patim Mimisa, you're exempt from death. Al Din Maman Chayiv Nazik Shalem. It's only regarding monetary law that you're liable for full damages. But you're right, it would not apply to Misa. And Mloidami Lechatzin Nazik Trayas, and you can't compare it to the halacha of that by pebbles that when it shoots out, you chayiv have the damages. Avikav the Koyach Koychu, even though that's the force of his force, the Yishanami Chayiv Mishim Mimainai. Because for a fire, one's also liable for his money. That you're right, because the one who holds it for his arrows, Islam also holds that it also works as his money, it's not only that it works for chitzav, so it's not difficult to understand. So even though the fire that goes with ruach metzuyah and damage is not considered as a koich of a person, it's koich koichi, it's part regarding misa, however regarding niskei mammon, you're mechayvim to pay, because even the one who holds isha mishum chitzav agrees to isha mishum mammon of a mammon amazik, and therefore even though there's no koichai, and so you're right, there's no chitzav, but mitzad mammon, you would be obligating him. Like Tes Masel Tes begins with the words of the Gemara, Kofta Lefnari Pater. If he ties him in front of the lion, he's going to be exempt. Which Tesis qualifies differently than Rashi. Says, In Chalibi Nutush Nari, there's really no difference between mosquitoes and a lion. I'm from the Stamari, it's just in general, and we presume by a lion, Adain Lehiskal Lachbal, that the lion didn't start injuring him yet. Shem Kofitz, Kfar Lavariv, the lion already jumped in him, Lahoy Yoch Lesatzel Chvais, and no one could be busy tying him down. And that's why we say Kofta Lefnari, you're going to be Pater. But because it's safe, very lovely. I was stam yitushin, but in general, regarding mosquitoes, kvar eschiluli per love, we could presume they already started attacking him. Bavikap tahani azli, vani asi, and even though these came and these went, except Balesh, no, he thought that wouldn't make a difference, and that's why he was saying that they'd be chayv because it's already there. The like Taisus said that the damaging entity has already there. Tunek says not to begin to a couple of gigas v'chulu. And that's the machlekes in regard to that case. Tais qualifies, why is the machlekes? Because it's loy dummy. On the one hand, it's not comparable to seif chamalava, le seif tzina lava, that it's like that the damaging element is only going to come later. It's not true. It doesn't like a chamal tzina clock, because there's no sun and cold at all. But le maskel bebashayit doesn't start right when he does it. And here it does start right when he puts the barrel over. At the same time, it's also not similar to when you tie him down when the sun and the cold is already here. Because there you already have the cold and the hot that already is that type that could kill. But here you don't have the type that could kill. It's just it keeps on getting stronger. And therefore, that's what the Gemara compares it. It's similar to when you bind a hungry person. There's already a little bit of hunger. But is going to keep on getting stronger. That's the machlekes. But Tamis says that we can say mashna parim aziva. Now, why is the other case of taking off the roof different matris from the case of when you take away the shield, the bitkidamaya, b'karsheni, and removing the barrier that the second power of the water comes that we say you put over there. But Tamis says we can say is the halcha chayv tvei. Here, there's more of a liability because the maskel the more comes out because the maskel b'shait it actually starts right away. There, it doesn't start right away. Here, you have that cold, that freezing cold right away. And therefore, it's more severe and more room for liability.